Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Brickell. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Les Malin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bernie Friberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clyes Dudley. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Clyes Dudley. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Vergess. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doc Marshall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Parmalee. Pitching for the New York Giants, Roy Parmalee. And now, play ball. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell takes first base on ball four. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kline for the out. Brickell moves to second. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marshall misplays the ball. That's an error on Marshall. Brickell scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Phillies. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Jackson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tate. Terry reaches second base with a double. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malin for the out. Two outs. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmalee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clyes Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dudley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freiberg can't make a play. That's a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hagan moves to second. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freiberg juggles the ball. That's an error on Freiberg. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Parmley covering, for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Parmley covering, for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurst takes first base on ball 4. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate bunts towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCurdy for the out. Tate moves to second. Two outs. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 0-for-1 in the game. Malin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vergez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tate moves to third. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freiberg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hagan hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hagan moves to second. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez is 0-for-1 in the game. Vergez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley is 0-for-1 in the game. Parmley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Clyde Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dudley is 0-for-1 in the game. Dudley hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brickell hits a line drive into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dudley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry moves to third. Shanti Hagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Hurst moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hurst moves to third. Tate moves to second. Two outs. Les Mallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mallon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez is 0-for-2 in the game. Vergez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freiberg can't make a play. That's a base hit. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vergez moves to second. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley is 0-for-2 in the game. Parmley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vergez moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Vergez scores. Marshall scores. Parmley moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dudley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freiberg takes first base on ball 4. Clyze Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dudley is 0-for-2 in the game. Dudley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Marshall can't make a play. That's a base hit. Freiberg moves to third. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brickell strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Dudley moves to second. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Phillies 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Fred Koster pinch runs for Harry McCurdy. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marshall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Phillies 1. The Giants will come to bat. Spud Davis now catching. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vergez hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops it up and throws to first, with Dudley covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parmley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Buzz Arlett pinch hits for Bernie Friberg. Buzz Arlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arlett hits a pop-up towards third. Vergez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyze Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dudley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dudley hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 2, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.